Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem.
Hi, I'm calling to speak to Elias or something. E-L-I-A-S.
Oh, yes. He actually just went out to lunch. Can I help you with something?
Well, he called my husband a bit ago, and my husband didn't have time to talk to him because he's waiting on customers, so he just called me to follow up and see what this was about.
Yeah, I think you...
Go ahead.
Yeah, he was calling regarding some financing that was done and was following up on an offer that was sent out to the business. And just was looking, you know, as you guys come closer towards the end of the year, if anything had come up at all, equipment-wise or capital-wise, if you were looking to, you know, bring on any equipment to take advantage of Section 179 or anything like that.
Section 179. And what company is this?
This is Bank of Cardiff. Do you know if he was looking to do anything?
Well, I know that I had done a little bit of research and on different kinds of options or programs that were out there.
Right.
He probably wanted to do some repairs, this, that, and the other thing, some updates, you know, get caught up on different billing. That much, but Bank of Cardiff doesn't sound familiar, but then the guy followed up with me. And I told them we put everything on hold because my husband received to talk to somebody who was interested in purchasing the business. So we were busy gathering, you know, records of sorts. So that's still in progress. So we haven't gotten a word yet whether or not the person is still interested in buying, because if we're going to sell, then there's no point to do this.
Yeah, of course.
So that's kind of where I left it at this point. We just have to wait it out and see how this goes. Because everything's for sale if it's the right price, right?
Absolutely correct.
So that's kind of where I
left it. And what was the name of the business again?
Lighthouse Corner, LLC.
Lighthouse Corner, LLC. LLC, all right. And what was your name?
I'm Evelyn.
Evelyn. All right. Would you like me to just shoot over some additional information for you if you wanted to just keep it on file and take a look at it, and then maybe I can just follow up with you like next week and see where you're at?
Well, the progress of buying a business like this is going to take a while. They're still gathering work.
Right.
The other side, you know, is communicating with their financial people of sorts to see if it's a wise investment, you know, blah, blah, see, you know, all that stuff.
Course.
Well, this is going to be a process. Next week, I won't know anything different.
So sure.
Let's put this on hold.
Right. Right. Did you know what you were looking at if you guys did not sell the business?
Ballpark figuring, because we never got the actual numbers. Maybe 2 to 3.
I'm sorry, say that again. It's cutting off.
Between 200,000 and
300,000. 200,000, okay.
You know, maybe more. I mean, we just started thinking about that and thinking about the different things that we would want to update or whatever. So that's just a ballpark. You know,
right.
We were still busy trying to get numbers from, you know, everybody to give me their bids on this, that, or the other thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, what you were planning to use the money for?
Updating the businesses, you know, we certainly relax off. I mean, there's always technical things, you know, computers, stuff like that. Updating.
Yeah.
You know, there's always like that.
Right.
That
and then you wanted to have, and you also wanted to just have some capital in the bank there for if
capital.
Anything came up. Yeah.
Right. Capital, you know, extending the business as possible. It was growing pretty well. So we
right.
might, you know, have to add another cash register, this and that and the other thing.
Oh, okay, I see. And what do you think your return on investment is going to end up being?
Well, if we were to sell the business, I think the business right now is worth like over $1 million.
Over what, sorry?
Over $1 million right now as it is.
Oh, okay. Very nice. How long have you guys been in business?
Jesse has been in business for a good 28 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you guys are pretty well established.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nice. And what kind of work do you guys do? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, this is a gas station convenience store.
Oh, okay. Gas station.
We just sold, the end of April, we sold a $3.6 million lottery.
Wow.
Last week, we sold a huge tax. People are coming in, the business is coming by leaps and bounds. I've got possibly a couple of people are contacting my husband. Some interest out our way.
Oh, wow. So, very nice.
Yeah.
All sounds like pretty good news.
Right. So, We'll see.
Yeah, that sounds great. How'd you guys do in sales last year?
Oh, that I have the figures for that. My husband has all the figures for that.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering because for our working capital program, the way it works is we can lend out usually 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash.
Okay.
So there's no collateral on your end. You're not going to have to put up your house. Doesn't go on personal credit. And we can get you way more money than a line of credit at your, you know, nationwide bank.
Oh, okay. Well, certainly keep... The price is right. This one might decide to sell. We have another business as well. So.
Oh, okay. What's your other business?
It's another gas station convenience store.
Different location.
Right. My husband has to deal with all that formalities.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand. Okay, well, how about this? How about I shoot you an email with my information and, you know, some information on the company? That way you just keep it on file. And then how about, you know, in the next, like, month or two, I follow back up with you. How does that sound?
Okay, all right. My email is jesse@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, we're cutting out a little bit here. You said J-E-S-S-E?
Yeah, J as in Jesse. J-E-S-S-I-E. I'm sorry. Forget the I.
Okay.
J-E-S-S-E.
J-E-S-S like Frank or Sam?
Sam.
Okay. J-E-S-S-E.
A-N-D.
E. So Jesse, and then?
And, like, and.
Oh, okay, and?
And my name, E, as in everything, V as in Victor, I-E.
E-V-I-E.
@gmail.com.
At Gmail, okay, we got it. We made it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, it's cutting off a lot. Yeah. All right, I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you with some additional information, and I will go ahead and follow back up with you in about a month. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you, Abby. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Great.
Take care. You have a good one.